Here on the great voice of Volusia County, AM 1230 WSBB, about 24 now, before the hour of 9 o'clock. On the other end of our line, Jeff Berner. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing terrific, Skip.
That's good. Professional physical therapy in your new location. Everything is going great, right?
It is going great.
That's good. How are the patients liking it?
Everybody's very complimentary.
Okay. Well, I think it's nice. You know, it's easy to get to. There's parking right there when you get into the area, so you can get right in there. And, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, we've had a little rain lately. So,
and I've been watching my parking lot to make sure that the engineering was done correctly and everything's clearing out nice and quickly. And we're loving the rain with the all of the new landscaping and so on needing all of that water. It's worked out very well.
Oh, that is good. We're glad to hear that. Hey, the other day I was talking to somebody, and, you know, I guess the old rule of thumb used to be exercise a half hour a day three times a week or an hour a day three times a week. And with our busy schedules today, a lot of us have two jobs. Lots of us are doing a lot of things that are going on. We really don't have time to do a regular exercise. Is there anything we can do in our daily life that we're going on that can really help us to exercise for cardiovascular reasons?
Some of the studies that have been done, both by Harvard as well as some of the other schools and so on that address heart health, found some interesting things. People who laugh quite a bit tend to have 50% less risk of a heart attack.
Wow!
So, I mean, the exercise is fantastic. It has always been promoted by the American Heart Association, that you do at least 20 minutes of aerobic exercise every day.
Okay.
And that you should raise your heart rate at least 20 beats a minute. But definitely people who laugh, as well as getting up and moving, I mean, just physically getting up and moving, people who sit for long periods of time, whether it is in an office situation or if it's somebody's watching TV for long periods of time. For every hour, your body produces less fat-burning enzymes. They actually took blood tests on people every hour and identified that every hour there's less fat-burning enzyme, and that fat ends up around your heart and in clogging the arteries that feed your heart.
Now, it could be as simple as don't take that first parking place when you go to the mall or go downtown shopping. All you've got to do is park a little ways away and take a little brisk walk to wherever you're going, right?
Especially if you've driven in the car for a half hour or 45 minutes to get there. You know, doing that little extra walk helps facilitate the enzymes that helps burn the fat and protect your heart.
Okay. Well, you know, I like the idea of laughing can help you with exercise. Now I know why every time my CPA's here and he looks at my books, he laughs. He's actually exercising, right?
He thinks you're for a not-for-profit organization.
You're absolutely right. Hey, if somebody's got any questions about exercise or to feel healthier or maybe just needs to come and talk to you about an ache or a pain, how can they reach you, buddy?
They can call us at 423-0100 if they want to find out more about us or see the front of the new building on a photo. They can go to our website at proptfl.com.
All they got to do also is mention their favorite radio station, right?
They always get 15-minute free consultation.
Okay, it sounds good. Jeff, we'll talk to you soon.
Very good. Thank you, Skip.
Jeff Berner from Professional Physical Therapy right here in Edgewater, our great little beach town.
Beethoven is coming to the beach. The Daytona Beach Symphony Society will present a Beethoven weekend.